Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you too, Ian. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm excited to play, but first, let's clear up my challenge from last week. I said, start with the phrase copy editors, rearrange the letters, and you can spell a five-letter genre of music and a six-letter type of literature. What are the words?
The genre of music you are referring to is disco, and the type of literature is poetry.
And never the twain shall meet.
All right, Ian, on July 15th, 1996, a new network called MSNBC debuted. At its inception, it provided news coverage, interviews, and opinion. Over time, it shifted its focus to politics, but kept many of the opinion-based shows. In 2015, it revitalized its focus on news, replacing many daytime talk shows with news programming. To commemorate MSNBC's founding, this week we'll have a quiz about the letters M, S, N, B, and C.
Okay.
First up. Beginning with 1995's GoldenEye, the character known as M, who is the head of the Secret Intelligence Service, also known as MI6, was played by Judi Dench. In the two most recent Bond films, 2012's Skyfall and 2015's Spectre, the role was taken over by what actor?
Ralph Fiennes?
That is very good. In the movies, Judi Dench's M is never actually addressed by her real name, unlike all the other M's. There's a prop at the end of Skyfall that has a name on it, but there's some controversy over whether that officially puts that name as hers in the canon, so to speak. In 2013, author Doug Dorst published S, a novel within a novel about a work by a mysterious author and two college students who attempt to figure out his identity as they trade a copy of the author's work back and forth. The novel was co-conceived by who? Also the director of two Star Trek films and the most recent Star Wars film.
J.J. Abrams.
That is correct, Mr. J.J. Abrams. The most commonly used chess notation, and the only one that is recognized by the World Chess Federation, identifies the squares on the board by a lowercase letter and a number. It also assigns a capital letter to each piece. Which piece, the only one that can jump over other pieces, is identified by the capital letter N?
What is that one called? It's a horse.
It is a horse, yes.
What's it officially called?
Well, they would have used the letter K, but they couldn't because it was already taken by the king.
Oh, of course, the knight.
It's called the knight. Focusing on entertainment and sports news, B, stylized as a lowercase b, was a newspaper published from 2008 to 2015 and targeted at more casual readers between 18 and 35 years old. The paper was published as a companion to The Sun, the daily newspaper of what East Coast city, whose name also starts with B?
Baltimore.
Baltimore is correct. And loyal listeners, both of you, to Any Questions, will remember that we talked about the fact that the Baltimore Sun was featured on season 5 of The Wire.
And in last week's show.
And finally, the letter C is used as the unit for degrees Celsius, named after Swedish astronomer Anders Celsius. What other word beginning with C is also used to refer to this scale, referencing the fact that there are 100 degrees on the scale between the freezing and boiling points of water?
Centigrade.
Very good. And when Celsius originally set up the scale, he had the freezing point of water at 100 degrees and the boiling point at zero, and somebody came along and switched it. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Don't worry. The trivia isn't over, man. Just visit WAMC.org/anyquestions, and you can see this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the letters M, S, N, B, C. Add four vowels, and you can spell a two-word phrase, five letters, four letters, for something that makes a loud noise. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will be back at this same time next week.
We will MSNBC you then.